Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson, where we're going to rebuild an old-school Raga DNB cut and give it that VHS rave color. The goal here is not a shiny modern edit. We want grit. We want tape wobble. We want that pirate radio energy, where a chopped vocal hit feels like it came off a worn dubplate or a dusty cassette that's been living in a backpack since 1997. This is the kind of effects work that gives drum and bass its attitude. In a fast DNB track, these little moments matter a lot. A one-bar vocal cut, a rewind tail, a degraded echo throw, those are not just decorations. They're arrangement tools. They create movement between phrases, help the drop feel bigger, and make the tune sound authored instead of looped. So let's build a compact Raga FX system inside Ableton Live 12 using stock tools only. First, set up a simple arrangement frame. Think in 16 bars. For example, bars 1 to 4 can be your intro tease, 5 to 8 your build, 9 to 12 your drop, and 13 to 16 your switch up or reset. Put your vocal cut on a separate audio track called Raga FX. Keep it away from the main drum and bass buses so you can process it aggressively without wrecking the groove. If you're working around 172 to 174 BPM, stay focused on one bar and two bar phrasing. That's the language of old school DNB. A vocal hit on one bar, an answer on the next. Then a pocket of silence for the snare and bass to breathe. That call and response feel is what gives these cuts life. Now choose a Raga vocal with attitude. You do not need pristine studio quality. In fact, a bit of room noise or roughness helps sell the VHS vibe. Look for strong consonants, a shout, a drawn-out vowel, or a phrase with character. If the sample feels too long, trim it down. In DNB, micro hooks often hit harder than full sentences. A really useful trick is slicing by transient. You can use sliced in MIDI track, then play the vocal like an instrument. If the sample already has a natural rhythm, you can slice by 1/8 notes instead. On the resulting simpler, set it to trigger mode for punchy one-shots. Use mono if you want it to behave like one voice. Only use glide if you want that stretched, tape warp kind of movement between slices. Now build a tiny phrase from 3 to 5 slices. A classic pattern is hit, short answer, a gap, a longer tail, then repeat with variation. Keep listening for consonants because sounds like T, K, P, CH, and R behave almost like drum transients. If a slice is weak, try trimming around the consonant rather than the vowel. That usually gives you more rhythmic impact. Next, let's build the degradation chain on the Raga FX track. Start with auto filter, then saturator, then echo, then redux, then reverb or hybrid reverb, and finally utility. Here's the starting idea. Low pass the vocal around 6 to 10 kHz with auto filter and add a little resonance. Then bring in saturator with a few dB of drive and soft clip on. After that, use redux subtly, just enough to get that Erla digital or cassette-like roughness. Then place echo sync to 1/8 or 1/4 dotted, with feedback somewhere around 18-35%. Keep the repeats darker than the source. Finish with a short to medium reverb, but don't drown it. The goal is smear, not soup. Utility can help if the stereo image gets too wide or messy. What we're aiming for is a VHS dub tape kind of texture. The vocals should still be readable for 1 or 2 beats, then it should blur into the transition. You want degraded, but controlled. Now the really important part. Automation. The best Raga FX cuts in DNB usually come from movement over time, not just static effects. So in arrangement view, automate the auto filter cutoff, echo dry/wet, echo feedback, saturator drive, and maybe the reverb level or decay too. A very effective move is this. On the last half of bar 8, sweep the filter from around 10 kHz down toward 2.5 or 4 kHz. At the same time, raise the echo dry/wet from something subtle, like 12%, up to 35 or even 45%. Push the saturator a little harder on the final word or shout. Then, just before the drop lands, dip the gain by a few dB so the impact of the next section feels bigger. You can also add a slight pitch fall. If your vocal is on simpler, you can use the clip transpose or resample it and pitch the tail down by 1 to 3 semitones. That tiny drop can give you a really nice tape roller sensation. Subtle is the word here. We want worn tape, not a cheesy effect. Now let's make a rewind or pullback moment. This is classic jungle behavior, and you can absolutely build it inside Ableton by resampling. Create a new audio track called FX Resample and set its input to resampling, or route it from the Raga FX track. Record the final vocal hit, the echo tail, and the reverb tail for 1 or 2 bars. Then consolidate the best take. Once you have that audio clip, try reversing it. If needed, Warp it lightly so it stays tight. A cool move is to duplicate the resampled clip, reverse one copy, and crossfade into the original. Add a little redux to the reversed version so the tail feels more degraded than the source. This is gold before a drop reset, breakdown, or DJ-friendly turnaround. It gives you that classic reload the tape feeling. Now, don't let the vocal fight the drums. Place the cut where it supports the groove. A strong spot is the offbeat before the snare, or right after the second snare in a phrase. Another good placement is in the gap between the snare backbeat and the next kick, where the ear can catch the vocal without masking the drum energy. If the drum loop is busy, leave more space than you think. Silence is powerful indeed, NB. A missing hit can be more effective than stacking more layers. For extra glue, send the vocal to a return track with a little drum bus, auto filter, and echo. Keep that return subtle. The aim is to make the vocal feel like it lives in the same room as the drums. If the vocal is clashing with the snare, gently carve a bit around the 2 to 5 kHz zone with EQ8. If you want even more cohesion, build an FX bus. Route the rag FX, the reverse tail, and any Atmos hits to a group, then add a touch of glue compressor, maybe just 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction. A bit of saturator or drum bus can help too, and EQ8 can clean up the low mids below about 150 to 250 Hz. Keep the low end out of the FX bus so the sub and kick stay strong and mono. That contrast is a big part of the sound. Keep the sub clean and untouched while the vocal gets all the grime. That's what makes the track hit harder. Now think in arrangement moments, not just sound design. For the intro, use filtered, distant vocal fragments with delay. In the pre-drop, give us one clear ragga line, then a degraded tail. In the main drop, let the cut appear every 4 bars or so as a call-out. For a switch-up, bring in the rewind tail or reversed echo. And for the outro, strip it back down to a filtered vocal and some tape noise feeling. You can make a simple arrangement like this. Bars 1 to 4. A filtered ride a shout with echo on quarter notes. Bars 5 to 8, the vocal gets more present and the filter opens. Bars 9 to 12, the drop lands and the vocal only appears on one bar as a call out. Bars 13 to 16, reverse the last phrase into a mini rewind before the next section. That's the difference between FX as decoration and FX as arrangement architecture. In DNB, those moments help DJs mix your tune and help listeners feel the phrase changes clearly. Once the chain feels good, print it. Resample a full 8-bar or 16-bar FX performance, and choose the best version like a producer, not like someone chasing presets. Record one version with more filter movement, more echo spill, and a dirtier tail. Then record a cleaner version with less distortion, shorter delays, and clearer vocal presence. Pick the one that fits the section best. Usually, the dirtier version wins for intros and switch-ups, while the cleaner version can work in a dense main drop. Save your best take with a name that actually helps, like Ragga VHS Intro 174 BPM, Rewind Cut Drop Fill, or Vocal Tail Switch 1 Bar. Good naming saves a lot of time later. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't overload the low end. High-pass the FX around 120 to 200 Hz if needed. Don't drown the groove in reverb. Shorten the decay or automate it only on the phrase ending. Don't make the vocal too clean. Old school character needs some edge. Don't widen the core vocal too much. Keep the main hit centered and widen only the tail if you want. And make sure your automation resolves by the end of the bar or a phrase. A movement that never lands can feel messy instead of exciting. A couple of pro moves if you want to go darker or heavier. Try layering a tiny bit of vinyl crackle or tape noise under the FX bus, but keep it very low. Use echo feedback like a tension lever, maybe jumping from 15% to 40% only on the final word, then pulling it back hard. You can also drive the vocal into saturator before the echo for a more aggressive smeared repeat. That broken sampler feel works really well in jungle and early tech step. If you want a more advanced variation, try a ghost response layer. Duplicate the vocal chop, pitch it down slightly, and place it a few milliseconds late at a very low volume. That gives you a shadow answer that makes the main cut feel bigger. Or try a false double time tape feel by reprogramming the final bar at half the note values. That gives a rush forward sensation right before a drop reset. You can also do a pitch drift ending on the last echo tail, very subtle, just enough to feel like worn tape. Before we wrap up, here's a quick practice challenge. Set a 15-minute timer. Pick one ragga phrase, slice it into 4 to 6 usable hits. Build a 2-bar phrase at 174 BPM. Add auto filter, saturator, echo, and redux. Automate the filter from open to dark, Add one echo throw on the final word, resample it, reverse the last tail and place it before a drop or four-bar switch in your current project. The goal is to make it feel like a real arrangement moment, not just an FX loop. If it sounds like something a crowd would react to, or something a DJ could use to reload the bars, you're in the zone. So the big takeaway is this. Build a RAG vocal FX cut that sounds like an old rave tape by combining slicing, degradation, automation, and resampling. Keep the low end clean. Use the FX as an arrangement tool. Let the vocal interact with the drums. In drum and bass, a well-placed RAG cut can carry as much energy as a new bassline. That's the vibe. Gritty, rhythmic, controlled, and alive.